This is the Agricultural Law and Tax Report. I'm Roger McOwen. Does a landowner have a duty to maintain crops, trees, and other vegetation in a manner that doesn't block the view of motorists? I'll be back in a moment to discuss. I'd also like you to know about my 2024 National Summer Conferences on Farm Tax and Farm Estate and Business Planning. Those are set for June 12 and 13 near Branson, Missouri, and August 5 and 6 at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Registration information is available at washburnlaw.edu/WALTR.
Buyers and sellers of heavy equipment across the country are turning to Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're upgrading or downsizing, it's the place to turn to buy or sell farm, construction, and fleet equipment. Browse upcoming auctions at purplewave.com.
In a recent Kansas case, a married couple owned land adjacent to an uncontrolled intersection of a county road. Trees on the couple's property completely obstructed the view for the last 50 to 60 feet before the intersection. Two vehicles collided at the intersection and one driver died. The decedent's estate sued the couple, claiming that they had a duty to trim their trees to maintain visibility at the intersection. The trial court disagreed, as did the appellate court. The appellate court noted that the trees had been on the property when the couple bought it about 5 years earlier, and they had not received any complaints about the trees. There was also no record of any prior accidents at the intersection and no evidence that either driver attempted to stop or slow down. The real question was whether a reasonable landowner would have foreseen a probability of harm to motorists. But that question cuts both ways. Drivers also have responsibility to drive with more caution when view is obstructed. For naturally occurring vegetation, the rule in Kansas and some other states is one of no duty, no liability. For artificial conditions, it's a duty of reasonable care under the circumstances. This has been the Agricultural Law and Tax Report. I'm Roger McOwen.